Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today I want to talk about what's the best way to broadcast your messages and who's listening to them. So I may be dating myself, but way back yonder when I was a youngster, we had very limited options to get our news, entertainment, and information. Believe it or not, we actually bought a bunch of encyclopedias, and that's the way that we learned things. And every year they came out with a new one, and that's as fast as things moved. We had three TV stations and maybe a dozen radio stations that we listened to, and you know, a couple of newspapers that were available to us, maybe one local, one regional or something like that, and that was it. But today, it's a completely different atmosphere. TV has become on demand. You can get cable TV and get anything you want. Hulu, Netflix, Showtime, HBO. I mean, there's so many different options. You can even individually buy each one of the channels. You can also get blogs, which have replaced newspapers. Even the news organizations are more opinion-based content than they are reporting the news. And then you also have radio stations that have been replaced somewhat by podcasts like this. And there's all kinds of information that's out there, including even TV shows that are converted to podcasts and some podcasts that are more like the old-time radio shows where they have drama and music and commercials and all that kind of stuff. Things have changed. So the question is how do we rise above all that? How do you broadcast your messages in ways that are going to get heard? Now, one thing I want you to think about is there's two basic radio channels. And I'm doing this metaphorically. I'm holding up my hands and saying there's one on the left and there's one on the right. I'm not talking political. I'm talking channels. One of them is called WIIAM and one is called WIIFM. Now, WIIAM is AM radio. It's lower bandwidth. It can get noisy at night. It's all that kind of stuff. WIIFM is that higher quality where music comes through and everything's clearer and much better. WIIAM is what is interesting about me. And that's what most people tend to broadcast on. I saw a post of somebody who was talking about their team and how their team helps them produce the best content marketing. I had one friend say to me that he was working with a marketing agency and he got so frustrated that he finally pulled this woman who was the owner aside and said, "Look, here's what I need you to do. I need you to promote my business as well as you promote yours." That's not the way to get heard. The other channel I'm talking about is WIIFM, which stands for What's In It For Me. And that's the station that most people are listening to because it has higher quality and it's more focused on what they need and what they want. So are you broadcasting on WIIAM or WIIFM? I see all of these Facebook Lives and it's people talking about themselves. They're trying to educate, but it's me. Look at this. I'm doing this. It's more about them than it is the content. There are other people that I've seen who produced Facebook Lives who are there to teach and give great content. So that same broadcast platform can be used to broadcast WIIAM or WIIFM. So if you want to solve this problem, you have to answer a handful of questions, and I've got three of them for you. The first one is, why are you broadcasting? What are you trying to achieve? If people have too many choices, they get confused. So they tend to focus more on the things that they believe and the things that they agree with. Just look at the algorithm inside of Facebook right now. 80% of the content is from people that you align your belief system with. 20% is there to keep you on the platform because they disagree with you. So you're seeing a lot more content about things that you agree with, and that's what your audience is doing as well. So what you have to do is you have to get people to know, like, and trust you. They rely on that. And your original thoughts and content have to be distributed in a way that's trying to affect change, that's getting people to align with the things that you're thinking about or the things you're talking about or the things you hope you can teach and convince them to do. The second piece of this puzzle is, what's the goal? Now, I don't care what it is. Everything has to get sold. I've said many, many times, you don't want to post about politics and religion or sex, and when I say sex, not the act, sex, male versus female, on any platform. Because once you do, you're going to alienate 50% of your audience one way, shape, or form. But with that being said, everything has to be sold. We don't come out of the womb with all these preconceived notions. We are taught what to think, what to believe, how to act. Our parents, our friends, our neighbors, our churches, our society help us to formulate those thoughts, and we tend to act and echo what we believe in. So with that being said, religion, politics, and your products or services have to be sold in some sort of way. And what we're trying to do is rally around us people who have like-mindedness, who believe in what we are providing is going to be right for them, whether we're selling a product or teaching them principles out of a book. It doesn't matter. And then finally, you have to get them engaged. And usually that means buying your products and services or donating to your cause, whether it's religious or political or whatever it is. People speak with their money. And that's what business is about, is getting people to vote for you with their certificates of appreciation known as dollars. The third part and the hardest part of this is, and this is the $64,000 question, which isn't a lot of money nowadays, who cares? Who cares about what you're doing? The people who care are looking for solutions to their problems. They're searching Google or asking Alexa or their iWatch or something, how do I, or what does this mean? And your messages and your channels have to provide answers to their questions. So how do you answer their questions? Well, sometimes the easiest thing to do is just ask. So here's the three takeaway action items I want you to get out of this podcast today. Number one, create original thoughts and content, and then share it, and encourage other people to share it. That's how you spread your messages. Secondly, reach out and communicate with like-minded people. You need to find them. They're hanging out somewhere in other groups on different platforms. You have to find them, and you have to give them a reason to want to pay attention to what you're sharing. And then finally, answer the questions that your audience is asking. And if you don't know what those questions are, then ask them. By doing those three things, you may not communicate with the largest or best audience, but you're going to engage with your audience. And in business, that's really all that counts. So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you do, please go on iTunes, give it a review, tell your friends about it, share this content, because you're the people that I'm trying to reach. You're my tribe, you're my crowd. So I hope that I continue to deliver on answering your questions.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.